They're known as some of the original recyclers. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association is a sponsor of the Business News Hour. With members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, delivering ag parts to farmers and ranchers. NTPDA.com.
Welcome back to Inside on Business, the News Hour. We have a returning guest. His name is Kyle Hopkins, and Kyle is one of the tarot trainers at Tarot International. And his life, as well as yours and mine, has been altered considerably because of COVID-19. We're going to be talking about that, how tarot is reinventing itself, and maybe some cultural things, because that's one of the specialties that Kyle Hopkins brings to Tarot International. Kyle, welcome back to the Business News Hour. Great to have you here again, my friend.
Well, thank you for having me, Michael. It's a pleasure.
Well, let's start out talking about some cultural things, and then we're going to get into the business side. You're a world traveler. You have lived in multiple countries in your lifetime. We are in the midst of great change and great disruption, not only for business, but also our personal lives. What impact do you think is this going to have culturally on us as Americans or the planet as a whole with regard to COVID-19?
Yeah, oh my goodness, there's so much to talk about there. I'm getting flashbacks of living in Japan, living in Manila, and in both places, I was one of the literally millions of people getting on and off rapid transit, trains, subways, etc. And there's no closeness that compares to a Japanese subway, or even more so in Manila.
Right.
And I don't know how that's going to look, because you need to move millions of people. And it's not like New York subways where, sure, you get packed in there, but literally you're crawling on top and through and over and under people to get on the next train, because you don't know when the next chance is going to be to get on a train heading your way. So practically, how are people going to get from A to B? How are people going to relate and connect with other people? And I think that's another key word there, is while we're packed into a bus or a subway, we're not really connecting.
Correct.
With people. We have this way of turning off the emotional when the physical contact, the physical proximity becomes so intense. But the need for the contact on a personal, emotional level is only going to increase, whereby the ad hoc, spontaneous opportunities to engage in that are going to decrease. I'm talking about talking to somebody at the cafe who's reading a book that you like. That's not going to happen so much. So we might become a little more isolated or tribal in our online cliques, our online spheres, and more hesitant to expand out of them, because we just don't have those day-to-day life opportunities to do so, at least right now, that we used to enjoy so much, whether that's with neighbors and friends that we go to the cafe or the diner and the bar with, or just those times that we talk to and meet with other people. But the need for that human connection is going to increase. So there is an opportunity there, and there are also challenges therein.
Yes, Kyle Hopkins, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, Kyle, one of the things that we've noticed, and I'm doing telephone interviews or Zoom interviews or life-size interviews on a constant basis, and also with other work that I'm doing, I'm constantly on the telephone, and I've noticed something about that, and I've mentioned this several times, that with regard to interpersonal connection and conversation, phone calls that used to maybe go 5 to 6 minutes are now languishing, if you will, anywhere from 12 to 20 minutes. And it's not uncommon that people just wish to break out of the sphere, whatever sphere that is, and have a conversation with another human being that they don't necessarily interact with on a regular basis. You think that's accurate?
Yeah, absolutely. I can relate it myself, looking back on my last couple of weeks, and there were probably people on the other side of the Zoom call thinking, okay, are we done yet? And here I am talking on and on about something, because you hit a key point. It's talking with people that we don't interact with on a consistent daily basis, because our spheres with the self-isolation have become so small. And then anytime we can have a new input, a new influence, we're kind of like each upon our own island. And if you've ever been in that situation where you're living out remotely or literally on an island, people visiting is a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
And when visiting people in those kind of geographies, you realize that it's a big deal. And some people grew up that way and they remember when the cousins visited once a year or something like that. So we're experiencing that in a new, unique way. And I think it will lead to deeper and more profound human connection and opportunities versus the more mundane daily interaction, which we take for granted, but don't really have any gravity or weight in them.
I would heartily agree with all of those things. Kyle Hopkins, ladies and gentlemen, from Tarot International is our guest. Well, you folks at Tarot International spend a lot of time one-on-one with individuals in classroom settings, in training individuals on the skills to succeed in business and in their personal life and in sales and all of those things that take a real interaction in a group setting or one-on-one. You folks have sort of had to reinvent how you reach out and train, yes?
Absolutely. And train is the key word. I really look at what we do akin to coaching. Often training we're thought of as, I need to go assimilate some information. I need to go hear this talk, and then I can check the box that I now know this new term. I understand this new methodology. I know how to work this equipment. And all of that is very useful for the most part, but it doesn't bring lasting behavioral change. Mm. And that's where the training, the coaching comes in. And every workshop, every conversation, every coaching session is a balance between pushing people and getting them to get out of their comfort zone, to explore new modes of behavior, yet while not pushing them too far. And that's hard to do in person, and more so, and yet more importantly, to do remotely, because I can pick up on the cues of, okay, I'm pushing this person beyond their comfort zone, but not to a point of being a detrimental or anything. There's going to be positive results from this, because we change when we see and feel it ourselves, not when people tell us to do something, not when we understand some formula from a book. It's when we experience it. So that's why the experiential training and coaching experience is so important. And we are digging deep to find ways, and our learning experts are understanding how we learn and change and how behavior interacts when we do that via the online platforms.
Yes.
And we're seeing results.
You know, I just read a study yesterday, and as a matter of fact, it was part of our news conference, our newscast, and it was talking about the dynamics of remote meetings, such as what we're doing right now. And there were three different things that they raised with regard to maybe these are good ways in which to conduct business. Now, number one was, they said, well, you know, the physical attributes of a person are masked somewhat. In other mm-hmm. words, you're not sitting in a group table around a big conference room or something, and so you don't have the distraction of physical presence. And so your gestures and other things are minimized. Also, number two was, there's not a tendency to talk over each other as we do sometimes in group meetings. And thirdly, the focus on the conversation seems to be much more concentrated, because you really have to pay attention. You're not distracted by other things. What do you think about that?
I agree. And what I hear you saying is, we are condensing down to the core elements
yes.
of the meeting. We are getting rid of the fluff, the extra sidebar or over each other conversations, and we're condensing it down to, what do we need to achieve now? and what needs to happen. And certainly, I think that's beneficial. We are a result-driven society, and we value time very much. So if we feel that we use time well and we achieve results, then that was useful and productive, especially here in Iowa. My goodness, how many times do you get to an event on time and you're 10 minutes late because we're ahead of schedule? And all I want to say is, look, a schedule has a purpose. That means at 10 o'clock, this will be happening. Not that at 8:30, you could push things faster. So by 10 o'clock, you were 10 minutes in. That's not a schedule. But especially that is how we are here in Iowa. So if we can get done earlier, if we can get it through, I'm not sure where everybody's running off to, but we very much have that sense of let's get to it. Let's get to the heart of the matter and condense it down. So certainly the online platforms allow for that. In the world of webinars, et cetera, one thing that is challenging is it's often one-way traffic.
Yes.
We have experts sharing their opinions and giving information, and I greatly benefit from that. I love learning new things and seeing new ways of thinking, but the change has to be experiential. And that is what we're doing at Taro with our online experience. It's not a one-way traffic of here are the top 10 things to do in a presentation. Mm-hmm. That could be interesting, but it's more beneficial if you experience and feel them and practice them and then go from there.
Well, you know, exactly. It's that engagement, I think, that can be heightened in this current lifestyle that we have. And again, we go back to that little study that I shared with you. Even if it is the difference between a webinar, and I think you perhaps may agree with this. I've been to webinars in the past, you know, and you can drift off and you just don't pay that much attention. But when we're using virtual means like this and we have a real goal to reach and we're interested and we're sometimes paying for the opportunity to do this, our attention span is perhaps heightened, yes?
Sure, absolutely. And you touched on a key point. If we are engaged and wanting that change, motivated internally, yeah, we can do a lot. And I think that's what's going to be interesting in the sports world, in the business world. You're going to have some people come out where they were or even on top of where they yes. were after a quick recalibration. And I heard an interview a few weeks ago talking about some top athletes. And the question was, well, will they be ready? They were ready to peak now for Olympics. And will they be ready? And the answer was, you know, the top people, they're going to be ready. It's the middle tier, which, of course, for us normal human beings are yes. uber athletes, but it's the middle tier that are going to be sifted out. It's unsure. But the top performers in their sports, they're going to be top. I mean, Michael Jordan goes away and plays baseball for a year and a half and comes back, and he's still the best. That's what's going to happen in the world of sports and business. But it's the middle tier, the more mortal types of like us, that what we do now is going to be sifted out in the coming weeks and months.
And what a great time to work on your business rather than in your business, and really start to bring in more of these training, these tools to help our businesses grow. I want to ask you another question about that, and because you do lots with the sales side of things and training people in sales, as Taro does, the consultant sales approach or the relationship sales approach, I suspect, is going to be even more important today than what it might have been 6 months ago. Yes?
I've been doing a lot of thinking about that, and I have to agree, if you just look at it at a very basic level, do you want somebody calling you to tell you about the wonderful features of some product, even if I am interested in that product? It's going to be invasive. It's going to be not applicable. it's going to be something that I thought I was able to wean out in this period of self-isolation and cutting contact, etc. So understanding where people are and understanding the benefits that they're going to enjoy through the product you're selling, that's going to be more impactful. Helping people understand that I can help you with this service or product get where you want to go. And by the way, first you need to find out where it is they want to go.
Sure. Yes, and that discovery takes some time.
That's right. That's right. And we have that other factor we were talking about earlier, the need for human connection. Mm-hmm. And me calling you and telling you about all the wonderful features of this blender that I'm selling, it doesn't get that human connection point. But if I know you want to engage in a healthier lifestyle and you think blenders will help you get there, I want to talk about your thoughts about a healthier lifestyle and how a blender might get you there.
It is all about the consumer, what the consumer's wants, needs, and desires are. And once you have those things pinned down and you're talking to them on their issues and in their world, it makes that sales process so much more impactful. Thank you, Kyle. I know that, you know, that Sero International is doing lots of things virtually. I've seen Ro Crosby on several videos from her home, as a matter of fact, which is kind of interesting on LinkedIn. And but still, you and your crew at Sero are continuing to share with people best practices as they come into play with regard to business and personal life. So congratulations on being able to, well, reinvent yourselves and then answer the call at the same time. Good stuff.
Absolutely. It's a lot of fun. And next time we can talk about my new prowess as a, I don't know what you call it, barber, hairdresser, stylist. But, yep.
Who are you cutting hair for these days, Kyle?
Well, my son's hair, and then he actually did a much better job on my hair, so I'm kind of second fiddle.
Well, you know, I am going to put myself under the scissors of my bride here shortly, because otherwise it's going to be ponytail time, you know? Kyle Hopkins, ladies and gentlemen, he is one of the tarot trainers from Tarot International. Thank you so much, Kyle, for spending some time with us.
Absolutely, my pleasure.
Once again, that was Kyle Hopkins, one of the tarot trainers of Tarot International. We will, of course, have links to tarot up on our radio blog and on Twitter at IOB_NewsHour. We're going to take a look at what happened on Wall Street. That is coming up next here on News Talk 1540 KXEL.